children mad.
You know, Nate's playing all the Styx music because they're my all-time favorite band. Styx is tonight at the BMO Pavilion. I've seen them there a couple times. It's a fantastic show. You can still get in to see that tonight, so come on down here. Sarah Pancari, the president and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival, and, of course, the lady in charge of Summerfest, is with us here live in our mobile studio. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for being down at Summerfest. Isn't it a beautiful festival
today? What a beautiful view, everything.
Yesterday, fantastic. Today, fantastic. All right, we're going to have a lot of fun. Let's get some of the nuts and bolts out of the way first because they are important. The bag policy has changed, but it's really still super friendly. Tell us about the bag policy.
So the bag policy is consistent with most venues, I mean, including AmFam Field, Lambeau Field, I believe Camp Randall. It's a clear bag. So we've moved to a clear bag policy. You are able to bring a clutch 6x9, but there's no backpack. So really, I think if you've headed to a Brewer game and you've interfaced with their policy, ours is consistent. And really, it's really so that we're aligned with all the other great venues in Wisconsin.
I couldn't believe it that Summerfest was already here. Do you think that it will ever go back to a full, I think it was 9 days, right? Or do you think it's going to go every weekend?
So previously we were 11 days.
11?
Yes. So it was 11 days. And I know that that is a frequent question. After the pandemic, we moved into a three-weekend model. And that, after surveying our patrons and really understanding how our patrons want to come to the festival and also how the booking cycles have changed and how we can get more exposure to the entertainment industry by having another weekend to book, it really is the model that we're going to pursue in the near future.
So for the musicians, it's more of a choice for them. It's been a little bit better for them.
Well, it just gives us another weekend, right? So it gives us another, it opens up the calendar and allows us to make more offers to more artists.
Would the top-tier performers rather perform on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday versus a Tuesday or a Wednesday, or they not look at it like that?
Well, I think they want to perform when the fans are going to be ready to come. And in our research, that really is the Thursday,
the
Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I like it that way.
But I think that a great example, you know, when we were able to work in Garth Brooks, we had two very successful nights earlier this week.
Yeah.
And that was a matter of calendaring and knowing that Garth could work on that Tuesday, that Wednesday. I would say that when we have an opportunity and when we're able to secure an artist that's going to sell out, we're happy to make those days work.
How incredible was that you got Garth?
It was pretty incredible. In all candor, it was really a very, very special series of nights. And in particular, because what we did was we welcomed just under half of the ticket buyers were from out of state.
Wow.
So this idea that your nonprofit organization that runs Summerfest is able to attract people to Milwaukee, introduce them to this great hospitality community that we have, but then also they're in our hotels, they're in our restaurants, they're spending money. That really was a great boon for us to realize that we're serving our mission that way.
Sarah Pancari is with us. Approaching the 60th anniversary, it's not that far off now. What's the key, Sarah? I love how you guys continue to innovate and you continue to improve. How do you maintain the traditional stuff, the stuff that's traditional important to people, while keeping it fresh and innovating?
Well, I think, you know, and I hadn't really thought about our 60th yet, John, so thank you for just putting that right out there for me.
Let's get through this summer first.
Right? So thank you. But I think it's a matter of this incredible lineup that represents so many diverse artists, tonight in the amphitheater, Don Toliver, young, up-and-coming hip-hop artist. We can walk 100 yards and see one of your favorite Styx,
yes,
a classic rock artist that is continually to do great for us. So it really is about the lineup. It's about introducing new experiences. If you haven't been to the American Family Insurance house, American Family Insurance literally builds a house right on our mid-gate and in our mid-gate area, and it's fantastic. And so adding all of these new activations as well as just keeping the lineup really fresh is a key to doing that. And I would tell you that generations of fans come here together, so it's very easy to keep some of those traditions alive, considering so many of our fans come back every year.
Do you get to see a lot of shows, Sarah, or is it, this is like your Super Bowl, so you're working really hard the weeks leading in, and then even the run of the show. Do you get to see a lot of the shows?
Well, what I would say, and what we try to tell folks that are working really hard to put this on, is that if you're not seeing a little music, you're not doing it right. So I do, last night I caught Third Eye Blind, a couple, and they're just fantastic. Passion Pit was great. And then I introduced myself to Tosh Sultana. So it's
oh, fun.
Yeah, it was just, it's a fantastic way to, I don't catch all of the show, but I typically try to see as much music as I can because that's the secret of Summerfest.
What's your kind of music?
You know, I can go a couple different ways. I love a good 80s alternative. So last night with Modern English and Echo and the Bunnymen, that was a pretty cool night. But I also love a great, I'm a jam band gal as well. So, and everything in between, really. So,
what's the most memorable concert you've seen here at Summerfest? Or you can give us a couple. What are a couple that really stand out?
So as a fan,
yeah.
As a seasoned individual, I was able to see one of the early years in the amphitheater, the band In Excess, which doesn't tour anymore. I loved that show as a young person. And then just recently, I will say that watching Garth Brooks do his what he does was phenomenal. So we're so fortunate to have so much music come through Milwaukee that it's kind of too hard to pick one.
Do you ever go to Scott Zeal and say, hey, is there any chance that you could help a girl out and get In Excess?
100%. He knows my favorite.
He knows your list.
He knows my list. And it's funny because there's a perennial ask out there. And I'll tell him, I said, Scott, they're not touring. And don't worry about it. But he usually puts in the offer just to make sure that we tried.
People are excited about Garth because he's only doing this place in North America.
And
he was here.
He was here.
Did you see him cry?
I was not there for the tears, but I do know, and it's been communicated to us, how much he loved those shows and how much he loved Milwaukee.
The lakefront, you guys have beautiful grounds here, and Milwaukee World Festival does a lot more than Summerfest. It's kind of the crown jewel. How important is it that you maximize the dates that we use this beautiful facility on the lake?
You know, it is absolutely critical, and that's what our team is spending a lot of time looking at. Hopefully you've noticed over the past couple of years we've added events. Yeah. And our interest, you know, over the past 20 years, $187 million in private investment has gone into this beautiful park, which we believe is one of one. It is one of one in the world. And so our interest is how do we continue to use it while keeping our, of course, Summerfest and all of the ethnic and cultural festivals, you know, right at the heart of what we do. How do we use the shoulder seasons? A great example is the over acre play space that we opened in 2021. If you have a child or someone under, you know, 14 in your life, hopefully you've been here. It's an absolutely fabulous playground. We open that up from March through November, and on non-event days, we're seeing tens of thousands, not in an individual day, mm-hmm. but over the season, we see, you know, tens of thousands of families come down and enjoy the park. So for us, it's how do we continue to use it? What events can we attract here, really to help serve our nonprofit mission?
You should add another weekend.
There you go.
You want to be here. I think you want the studio here.
Yeah. That's true.
That's what we're doing here.
All summer.
You missed all that great food, though,
Third Street Market Hall. Yes.
It's so not that
I've grown
great
so
here
close
as well,
to them. Yes, true. True. Yeah.
Sarah Pancari is the president and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival. Thanks for making some time for us. We appreciate it, Sarah. It's good to see you.
Thank you.